भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्ण वर्णं कृष्णं साङ्गोपाङ्गाश्च पार्षदं यज्ञाय सङ्कीर्तनाय प्रायर्यजन्ति हि सुमेधसः। कृष्णवर्णं कृष्णं साङ्गोपाङ्गाश्चपार्षदम् यज्ञाय सङ्कीर्तनप्रायं यजन्ति हि सुमेधसः। Krishnavarnam. Repeating the syllables Krishna. Tusha with a luster. Akrishnam, not black. Golden. Sahanga, along with associates. Upanga, servitors. Astra, weapons. Parshadam, confidential companions. Yagyaihi, by sacrifice. Sankirtana prayahi, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti, they worship. He certainly, sumedhasaha, intelligent persons. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Someone like to read the report if you have that second microphone available. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 3 verse 52. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given the following commentary on this verse. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow, gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopangastraparshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, a weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, indicates that prominence should be given to the name Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna.
Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said the principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower. The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dana Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows. Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangash Chandanangadi. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. He has also quoted Sanyasa Kuchcha Mahashanto and Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees.
Thank you. Om Gaunati Nirandasya Kirandana Shadakaya Shakshan Viditam Jena Tasvam Sri Vidavayam Maha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Vyutalaya Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dathati Chapakantikam Sandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Stam Sadivam Sadvaitam Sabhutam Vrijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lolita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Kutarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go to 845, just that. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangaspra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. The description is going on of the Yuga avatars in four different ages. And this is the description of the Yuga avatar for Kali Yuga. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Srila Sanatana Goswami, he also instructed him on various kinds of avatars, Purusha avatars, Manvantara avatars, Yuga avatars. Oh, when he was describing the Yuga avatars, and he came to this point, and Sanatana Goswami was probing, how do we understand the avatar for the Kali Yuga? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we have to understand from Shastra. We can't invent an incarnation or elect or just become, identify an incarnation by how he makes us feel. The evidence is in the Shastra, Tasmat Shastra Pramanam. Then in the Shastra too, I once asked someone who was the follower of some incarnation, where's your guru predicted in the Shastra? They said, yada yada hi dharma siddhaya. That doesn't quite cut it. By that standard, Donald Trump could be an incarnation. Anyone could be an incarnation. The incarnation is described in two ways. By his physical features and by his mission. These are the two characteristics that are given. In this verse, we see that in the previous verses. He's red, he's white, he's different physical characteristics, and then for what purpose does he come? So here the physical characteristics are described and the mission. Krishna Varnam, he's in the Krishna category, and he's always chanting these, yeah, Varnam means category, just like four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So he's in the Krishna category, but he's not Krishna black. And another meaning of Krishna Varnam, it's in the prequel, is that he's always chanting these Varnas or syllables, Krishna. And Sangopangastra Parshada, the incarnations have different, generally Krishna comes with different weapons. Balaram has a plow or a gada, mace. Krishna has a chakra. Parshuram has a chakra. Ramchandra has his bow. But here the weapons are Sangopangastra, Anga and Upanga. So, Anga means literally limb. So the Lord's beautiful limbs are his weapons, just by seeing Lord Chaitanya. Maya flees. And another meaning of limb is like right-hand man, associate. So Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Padajara Shivas, Adigaur Bhaktivinoda. The associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are also his weapons for spreading the Sankirtan movement. Because in the Kali Yuga, there's no killing by the Lord in this incarnation. But he kills their demonic propensities. And Yajnaya Sankirtana prior, here's the mission. Yajantihi Sumedasa, those who've got good intelligence, will engage in devotional service to this personality of Godhead through the Sankirtan link. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Kale Doshanide, Rajanasti, Tamahan Guna. Kirtana, Eva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Purandaja. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but the one good thing is that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Mukta Sangha, one can get free from material entanglement and go back home, back to Godhead. So the Sankirtan process is the Yuga Dharma, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Sankirtaneva Pitala, is the Nityananda Prabhu, or the fathers of the Sankirtan movement, or the founders of the Yuga Dharma. Or the intelligent persons, Sumedasa, will engage in the Sankirtan Yajna under the leadership of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or engaging in the devotional service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. In Kali Yuga, it has to be a simple process. And a lot of mercy has to be given, because in the Kali Yuga, people have short lifetimes, bad intelligence, subject to be easily misled, and upadita, always in anxiety, always disturbed, or always agitated by this opportunity for sense gratification. So with such bad circumstances, the most magnificent incarnation of Krishna appears just to give mercy to the fallen souls of Kali and those who are fortunate or little intelligent. How intelligent can you be in Kali Yuga? But those who are intelligent will take to this method. Sri Dvipa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they're not sentimentalists. They were great scholars. They were government ministers. So they'd seen, as government minister, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami must have seen so much cheating, because that's what goes on when you get to the government level. You can things that cheating propensity there. That pay, and they must have seen, been familiar with some of the cheating processes of religion also. But they accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Jiva Goswami accepted. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami accepted, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was always trying to persuade Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and should accept him. And he would give evidence from Shastra. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya never accepted. So then, why should I accept? And Gopinath Acharya said, not the person to try scholar, how is it possible? But the topic they did, just by speculating on and on for however long, you'll never get to the bottom of it. But a person who gets even a little fragment of mercy from the personality of Godhead can understand it. So Sumedhas are intelligent. Everyone got that intelligence. The Dhamma Buddha Yoga. And Krishna Guru's intelligence, or the Pasvita again in the Bahamutra, or those who are fortunate, or those who come into the association of fortunate devotees and are a little receptive to accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya eventually also accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the mercy of the Lord, or Lord Chaitanya said, by the mercy of the son-in-law, of his desire, it would become devotee somehow or other. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also was a great scholar. He was a guru of the Mayavadi sannyasis. But he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who surrendered. So Sanatana Goswami was trying to extract from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what about this Kali Yuga avatar? Who identified Kali Yuga avatar? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, we have to go by scripture. Yes, but how do we know? Okay, now we've discussed the Kali Yuga avatar, now it's time for the Shakti Resha avatars. And he just went on. Enough of this trickery, let's just go on to the next topic. So in this way he accepted, by his silence, Sridhar Sanatana Goswami's conclusion that, yes, you are that person. Prabhupada said that he was a government officer and perfectly capable of coming to a conclusion. He concluded that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And we're following in the footsteps of the great priest. Nichai Gujaya, Nichai Das. Tarsidara Padayani, Mahatai Das. Okay, some questions.
Do you have any insight into how the Mayavadi sannyasis of Jagannath Puri, who say that you have to take sannyas for spiritual life, how they could accept the household as their guru?
How could the Mayavadi sannyasis, who believe that to attain liberation you have to take sannyas, accept someone that's Sarvabhauma Bhatta Charja, a householder, as their guru? Very good question. Of course, Mayavadis do so many contradictory things. But he was a scholar, so just like we sometimes consult someone who's a scholar in something, even though we may not consider him a liberated soul, we still consult him. What's the grammar here? What's the philosophy here? And after all, he was a learned scholar, so they respected him. That's about as far as I can go. Anyone else have a problem with that? Hold on. Yes.
That Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's father, Visharad Bhatta, he went to Nalanda University. That time Nalanda University was world famous, like Oxford today. So then, after spending some time, he gave a proposal that he wants to establish a university in Navodip. That time Navodip was not known. This is much before Lord Chaitanya appeared. So he took his son, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with him, and he told board in the university that I'm going to take this part of the library to Navodip and establish. Open it, and then you all can come, and also it will be like extension. But they did not want. They were scared that Navodip will become competitive or something. So they stopped it. They said, you cannot take even one book. What to talk about one book, one page, or even one word? So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so brilliant and strong memory that he appealed, his father appealed that if we could just see what we will have interest or not. And as he was reading, going through, he memorized everything. And he took the whole book in a subtle psychological mental body and opened the stool there. And even his other son, Vajraspati, also gave initiation, Diksha Mantra to Sanatana Goswami Pad. It's also documented, where Rupa Goswami Pad considered Sanatana Goswami Pad as a guru, because that mantra Sanatana Goswami Pad gave to Rupa Goswami Pad. Mahaprabhu delivered them with new name and holy name, but as for the Gayatri Mantra was delivered from Sanatana Goswami Pad. When he established that Navodip became the tool, world famous tool of thoughtful people to come, and because of Visharad Bhatta. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was genius from that time. And all the Nalanda University majority student was Mayavadi sannyasis. And they were searching, and they were following literally him. But he didn't go to sannyas line, but they would learn from him. He became very popular.
Tales of genius and espionage. Yes. Wow.
Maharaj, could you elaborate? What is the reason why Lord Chaitanya would not agree to identify himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Wouldn't that have been helpful?
Why didn't he identify himself? Prabhupada said in Kali Yuga, everyone wants to be an incarnation of God. And Mamavart Manavartante Manusha Partha Sarvasha. So, whatever, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm God, everybody says, yes, I'm also God, I'm also God, I'm also God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't take that path. He remained silent on the matter. And still so many incarnations come out and go on and elsewhere. Probably gave that reason. Also, he's fulfilling Shastra prediction that Kali Yuga, the avatar, is covered. Another question? There's a question from the other side.
So those with sufficient intelligence will take to this Sankirtan movement. But then you said that where does that intelligence come from? It comes from Krishna. Then why wouldn't it say, those, but to receive that from Krishna, one has to be somewhat humble. So why wouldn't it say, with sufficient humility?
That's also intelligence.
Okay, yeah, that is true.
A person who's not humble is a fool.
Okay, yeah.
In the items of knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita, what is it, 13th chapter? There's an item, a list, what are the items of knowledge or items for cultivating knowledge? Item one, amanitva, to be humble. Not to be puffed up. Amanitva adambitva. Ahimsa akshantya. But the first qualification is to be humble. If I think I know everything, then how can I learn anything? And how can I be intelligent? How intelligent are you if you think you're so smart? Even what is it, Sir Isaac Newton? I've seen farther than others because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. He has to be humble. He can't just say, well, because I'm so brilliant, therefore I figured everything out. A person who's actually intelligent understands, what am I? I'm a little ant. And by somehow or other, I've discovered something, a little piece of sugar. The fact that I'm a fool, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know everything. Something else? There's a behind you, please.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. So it's stated here that Lord Chaitanya was very attractive, and that by itself was drawing the people. But we find that Lord Krishna was also very attractive, but he had a lot. Lord Krishna?
Yes.
He was also attractive, but he had a lot of opposition.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has a lot of opposition. That's mentioned, that Kamsa saw Krishna, so many demons got the darshan of Krishna, why didn't they understand? Here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was manifest right before them. But because they had a Sukriti deficit, because they didn't have a background of pious activities, rather the opposite. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samahata mudho yam nabhijanati. Mudhas are kept out. Disqualified by Krishna's internal energy. So, in that way, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, although he's available and accessible and visible and attractive, the demons aren't attractive. Even the universal form, what is that? Rakshansi bhitani jasho gravanti stane rishikesha tavapakirtya jagatpurishyat yanilajitecha. Hearing your name, the whole world becomes joyful. But rakshansi bhitani jasho gravanti, the demons, rakshansi, they become afraid. And Rakshansi Bhitani, Dishol Dravanti, they scatter like cockroaches when they turn the lights on. So that's how it is. You know, Holloway, the devotees will love it, and the pigs will not be interested. So some people will be fortunate people or intelligent people. Fortunate and intelligent people. There's so many people that are much more intelligent than Vaishnavas. Brilliant intelligence. But Duskriti, Maya, Pratikriti, they have the shell of intelligence. The real substance has been sucked out by the mind. You don't surrender.
Maharaj, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first sloka, it says, Bande Gurum Isha Bhaktam Isham Isha Vatarakam Tat Prakasam Cha Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means, Sri Krishna Chaitanya means these six together. So then when I would see Prabhupada's Murti or my Guru, what would be proper vision I should hold when I see? Should I think that Lord Chaitanya came in that form, expanded in that form, and respect him as a Panchatattva is there with him, or what is the proper?
Well, of course, it's a big topic, how should we see? But philosophically, Sakshat Haritena Samasta Shastra, the spiritual master is directly the representative of Hari, whether Gaur Hari or Krishna. So he's directly manifesting Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, or what is that elsewhere? Vande Krishna Jagat Guru. Who's the Guru? Krishna's the Guru. Yeah. Even though he wasn't authorized by the GBC, he's the Guru of the entire universe. Then everyone else becomes Guru to the extent that they manifest the same truth that Krishna is manifesting, that they teach the same thing that Krishna is teaching, or that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. So, it's not limited, it's not like a post. Sometimes people want to know whether you're a guru or not, you know, which means are you on the official list of authorized ISKCON gurus? Are you a guru? Are you an initiating guru? Are you an ISKCON guru? It's not quite like that. Or it's certainly not limited to that. Krishna, there's a verse also that only by his unlimited mercy does Krishna appear as the spiritual master. So Krishna is appearing in different forms. He appears as the Diksha Guru. He appears as Shiksha Gurus. Diksha Gurus can only be one for any given person. Shiksha Guru can be many. The Vaishnavas, in one sense, are all gurus. They're distributing the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the 11th canto, the dog is my guru, this animal, that animal, because I'm feeling something, Krishna consciousness. Bhartamukha Darshika guru, another kind of guru, the person. So it's Krishna, but Krishna's appearing in the form of the Bhartamukha Darshika guru. He's appearing in the form of the Shiksha guru. He's appearing in the form of the Diksha guru. He's appearing in the form of the deity. He's appearing in the form of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. He's appearing as Rasoham Apsakontia. He's appearing as the taste of water. He's appearing as the light of the sun, light of the moon. Krishna is appearing in so many different ways. He's appearing in the holy name, Kalikali Namarupa Krishnavata. So it's like a campaign to claim the fallen souls with books and mantras and deities and prasadam and gurus of all kinds. And a fortunate person will see, here's Krishna, here's Krishna, here's Krishna, here's Krishna. Here's Krishna. Not that only a neophyte, that's the definition of neophyte. He sees himself and Krishna. Boss. He doesn't see the others. He doesn't offer respect to other devotees because they don't count very much. It's all about me and Krishna. That's called Prakriti Bhakti, third class devotee. He's very devoted to the deity. And he disregards the Vaishnavas. Or worse, offends the Vaishnavas. He was called third class, Prakriti Bhakti. And second class devotee makes friends with the devotee. And he serves the Lord and the advanced Vaishnavas. And he's merciful to the non-devotees. The person who only sees himself in Krishna also doesn't see the non-devotee. Doesn't give much attention to them either. He's too busy doing Sringar, doing Arti, thinking in different ways about how to serve the deity, but it doesn't occur to him that, especially in this age, what most pleases the deity is to get out of the deity room and go out and spread Sankirtan, the holy name of the Lord, or to inspire others to do it. To go out and distribute books or inspire others to do it, help others do it. He sees himself and he sees the deity. And, you know, in his peripheral vision, there may be some other people there someplace, but they're not so important. The second class devotee gives so much importance to the non-devotees. How to bring them to Krishna, how to bring them to Krishna, how to bring them to Krishna, how to bring them to Krishna. Atmo pandyena sarvatra. What is that? Samam pashyati yojana supam va yadivadhutam sa yogi paramamita. The best yogi sees others to be like himself in their happiness and distress, and he feels for them and wants to bring them to Krishna consciousness. That's his constant meditation. How to be merciful to the non-devotees. And to do that, and for his own welfare, and out of appreciation, he makes friends with the other devotees. And he's merciful to the demons by totally ignoring them. It's second class. My first class is Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Samaraj. Thank you so much. It's a comment, actually. Last night, some of us were leaving CC, and we're up in the Anchalina now. So we were just struck by the extreme, beautiful poetry. Mm-hmm. And in one of the verses, Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radharani, is talking to Lalita, and she says, "I don't know how to describe the pain of love I'm feeling for Krishna. It's something like gold melting in an earthen pot." So in this verse, it was described that Lord Chaitanya has the complexion of molten gold. And I was thinking, it manifests as a symptom and complexion of Srimati Radharani. So I just wanted to share that.
Anta Krishna Bhagavan externally has this attractive golden energy, and internally is Krishna.
I have a couple questions. One, in these first two items of knowledge, Manitvam and Adambitvam, the first one's humility and the second one is pridelessness. Now they seem synonymous.
I'm sorry? Amanitva, Adambitva, they seem to be the same. As far as I can understand, and I could maybe understand it a little more if I looked it up, but mani means conceit, pride, a desire for recognition, just like we say amanina manitena. He gives respect to others. So the opposite, he wants respect and he has a high opinion of himself. Yeah. And the implication also is that thinking yourself something that you're not, like Pandit Manina, is a person who thinks he's a pundit, but he's not. So that's mana. And dambha is a demonic quality. Dambho, darpo, vimanas, chakro, dipayusana. Dambha's arrogance. It's like, pah! You meet people that there are and dogs. Dambha. It's a kind of harshness and arrogance. So a dambha is amanitva, adambitva. You're free from that. What is that? Bruyu snigdhasya shishasya guru vera guru machata. And in the first chanta. Yeah. And the sages said to Shankarishi that you've understood all these teachings from your gurus, and they've given you all the knowledge reserved for a very humble disciple, snigdha. Snigdha means, literally it means slick, but not the way we think of slick, like a sharp operator, but it's like soft and gentle. That's the word Prabhupada uses. Gentle. Soumya means the same thing. Very gentle, very. That's the kind of person that you want to give knowledge to. A person comes to the teacher and says, you know, I'm a fool, but I really want to understand this, and I have so much respect for your knowledge. The teacher melts, you know, how can I not give knowledge to this person? And some other other person says, you said in your lecture, but it seems to me. Okay, get out of here. You go fight with, you know, someone insignificant. Don't waste my time. So, amanitva, adambitva. Humble, gentle, these characters. Okay.
Then you were discussing this trajectory of advancement from Kanishtha to Madhyama to Uttama. And as we follow that trajectory, there's an increase in respect. It's naturally there for other devotees, also for other jivas, and for the Supreme Lord. It just keeps increasing. There was recently a discussion of how to increase. This was at the end of the Bhagavatam class a couple of weeks ago, of how to increase this respectfulness in dealings in a community. In other words, you know, kind of like a collective, how to accelerate a collective increase in Krishna consciousness, you know, a collective advancement. Do you have any thoughts on that?
What you said started me with one thought, and that is that we want to give respect to others. Where do we get that energy or capital to respect? We take it out of the other account, the account of the respect that we give to ourselves. We sort of review our characteristics when we're sitting alone and not occupied. Well, I did this, and I did that, and I know this, and I know that, and I studied this, and I did this better than he did, and I know how to do this. And just reviewing our glories. The fool becomes joyful, reviewing his own glories. So if we pull the capital out of, to the extent that we can pull the capital out of that account, we can invest it in his account. Giving appreciation to Vaishnavas. Apart from that, there's the practical side. But how do I give respect? Well, what is respect? It's sort of a theoretical proposition or something that's not, can't put your finger on. But Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī speaks about developing relationships with devotees. What is that? What is that? Dadati parigrinati guryamatyati pushtati. This is really, why am I giving you something out of respect? Why am I accepting something from you out of respect? Why am I inquiring from you? Out of respect. And why do I bother to respond to the inquiries? Out of respect. And punkte bodhaya, and what to speak of respect, actually, priti lakshana, love is there. So respect means service. Even if we say we respect the Lord, but we don't serve the Lord, then what's the respect? I respect my husband, but I don't serve him. I respect my wife. I don't do anything for her either. The respect is practical. It's not just a sort of a floating in the air, ethereal substance. It takes practical shape in service. If I respect someone, then I serve. So we can look for opportunities to serve others. In the material world, we claim to do it and we make a show of doing it for political votes or whatever it is, you know. Servant of the people, servant of the community, servant, but it's really there for his own self-aggrandizement. But when, to the extent that we render service, and even if we don't feel it, just doing it will help us. And it will come to that. But yes, I'm serving. Why am I serving?
There's descriptions of how we can't artificially come to a higher level. It's something that awakens through our devotional practices. So, I mean, to have that genuine respect, I guess, just requires spiritual advancement. But even the whole process of spiritual advancement is sadhana, it's devotional service and practice. So practicing, I think that's basically what you're saying, is that we practice to have this love and respect. We use our spiritually fortified intelligence, you know, study and classes, apply that, and just push ourselves to deal properly with each other.
In the very early days, Garga Muni once asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, if we don't feel anything, should we still bow down to you? And Prabhupada said, yes. Because by doing it, it will come. By doing it, it will come. So by serving the Vaishnavas, and on the other side, to avoid offending and band-hugging the Vaishnavas, because that will undermine the whole project. Pujalpa's worst form is sadhananda, Vaishnavananda. So we should be very careful about that. To appreciate the Vaishnavas and not to bark at the heels of the Vaishnavas. That's for the dogs. We should learn from the dog, but that's not what we're supposed to learn. Okay.
Thank you so much for this nice class. So many nice points. I liked it when you talked about how you quoted that verse, how the world becomes joyful during the holy name of the Lord, and how what the demons flee out of fear. It reminded me of different pastimes in the Harinam.
Yeah.
One lady, she was walking by and she was just smiling the whole time she walked by, and I asked her if she had some contact with it. And we were singing in the subway in Times Square, and she said, I just saw some people singing in Union Square before. And I told her, well, we're the same people. And she said that she likes the chanting, and she said, that sound is pure joy. Which is a great realization. And then one time I was in Munich, and we're on a plaza, and then there was a road, and then there were some buildings. So this businessman came down from his office, crossed the road, crossed the plaza, and came up to us and said, "Stop that! The more I hear that sound, the more angry I become." So you really see the divine and the demonic. So I had a Jananda Maharaj talks about how in the early days, like the 70s, he calculates it out that 20% of the devotee's whole day is actually going out on the street on the Sankirtan party. And now it's less than, I think it's less than 2%, maybe even less than 1%. And should we do something about that, and what do you recommend?
Well, see if you can get some resolutions passed and some committees formed. I think the question answers itself.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. That is Sadhguru Swami Ki, Srila Prabhupada.